about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, here we have it. What foods do we eat to live longer? Fox News gives us a nice list of only seven. Whew. Because it gets hard. My mouth gets dry if the list is too long. I don't know if you'll like any of these foods, but these are the foods they say we should live according to nutrition science research, as well as data collected from people in their 90s and beyond to show what type of foods we should eat. Now, I don't see alcohol in here when we know people in Europe live very long lives with alcohol, but I guess this is how Americans, this is for if you want to live long living in America. Keep in mind, no comment. We are not going to take any comments on I don't want to live long because I'm not going to have any money in the bank and Social Security is not going to exist and Medicare is not going to exist in the future for us. Why live longer? All right. That being said, we all understand that, right? I mean, I'm going to have my kids support me. You know, everybody goes, well, I don't want to be a burden on my kids. I will. I mean, they burden me now. Boy, why not? Have my kids take care of me. Why not? They can. I don't need much. I just need a couch, right? And then I'll go play bingo and then I'll come back. Yeah, why not? I mean, if there's no Medicare or Social Security, who's going to take care of me? It's going to be very, I know everybody kind of thinks I look really sexy. Not enough for a sugar daddy, especially at that age. Okay? You know, I mean, I think I look good for a 41-year-old, but I don't know what I'm going to look like later. So let's get to the foods, all right? And again, you could decide if you want to eat them or not based on your financial status. Number one. Broccoli, grapes, and salad. Oh, well, that's a big duh. They say a diet rich in fruits and vegetables, high in nutrients, low in calories, are your best bet for a long life. Broccoli, grapes, and salad specifically have extra life-extending benefits. I like grapes. I'm not a big fan of salad, but I'm a huge fan of salad dressing. And broccoli, again, if I could dip the broccoli in dip to hide the taste, I'm good. Berries. Now, berries, I'm a huge fan of. They help with your memory, especially blueberries. They're full of antioxidants. They do boost immunity. Berries are awesome. Remember, the less sweet and tasty something is, the better it is for you. So, absolutely, berries. Study this year from Harvard University said at least one serving of blueberries and two servings of strawberries each week may reduce the risk of cognitive decline in older adults. Oh, have you guys ever had a blueberry mojito? Oh, no, no, no. I mean, I heard blueberry mojitos could be very delicious. Now, I like strawberry shortcake. Okay, but that doesn't work. They have to be, I guess, berries, you know, washed off. Of course, be careful if you have diverticulosis. Right? Some of you have pockets in your colon are probably screaming at the radio going, Dr. Dye, I can't have that. Garlic. Apparently, Nancy Fisher, 107 years old, attributed her long life to eating garlic. There are phytochemicals in garlic that halt the formation of carcinogenic chemicals in the body. Women who eat more garlic have a lower risk of certain colon cancers. Now, colon cancer, I have on both sides of the family, so I'll probably look into garlic suppositories. I mean, if garlic works that well, just stick it right there in the source. Olive oil. Olive oil, monounsaturated, good fats, right? You want the monounsaturated, known for heart health, longevity results. Olive oil may also be linked to brain health and cancer prevention. They say 2 tablespoons a day. So let's kind of, what can we make here? We've got olive oil, we have garlic, berries, take out the berries and the broccoli. I could still eat this. Oh, bok choy. Apparently bok choy has fiber, vitamin C, folate. Let me see, a study in Vanderbilt University said breast cancer survivors in Shanghai who ate more cruciferae, like turnip, cabbage, bok choy, had lower risk of death or cancer. That doesn't sound yummy to me. Avocado. Oh, avocado I could do. So guacamole. Oh, I could do that. Muy deliciosa. They say guacamole. Well, we knew that. Guacamole can lower your LDL and raise your HDL, so lower your bad cholesterol, raise your HDL. I love it. They say it can also help your body absorb heart-healthy vitamins like beta-carotene and lycopene. But where is your biggest source of lycopene? Number 7 on the list, tomatoes. Yes, the tomatoes. The tomato, 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 Tomato. Lycopene is an important nutrient fighting against cancer. See, why don't they just, make a lycopene pill? There's no better source than red tomatoes. Red tomatoes I like, probably because it's a fruit and not a vegetable. Those I could eat. The only problem with cherry tomatoes. All right, cherry tomatoes are the round ones. I like the oval ones. Cherry tomatoes, I can't stand, not because of taste, but when you put a cherry tomato in your mouth, it squirts all over. And if you don't have a tight seal on your lips, your friend or husband or boyfriend or whoever's next to you is going to get spewed on. Yet the oval tomatoes, what are those? They're small. I don't know if they're called cherry tomatoes, but they're oval-shaped. I don't like the round shape, the spheres. The ovular type, ovular, they look like an ovary. They don't look like they look like a uterus. They look like a uterus or a testicle where the epididymis is lying on the superior portion. That's what they look like. Those things, when they explode in your mouth, your lips are closed, and you can eat those. But cherry tomatoes, I'm not as successful with. All right, so those are the top 7 foods per Fox News you could eat to live a long and healthy life. Pretty cool stuff, I know. No, there was no chocolate. There was no Red Bull. There was no coffee. I'm so sorry to say. Now, cheese, we're going to be talking about a little later in this hour. Cheese could help reduce diabetes. That's kind of cool stuff. We also have some of your calls coming in, so we're going to have to get to that. We're also going to talk about a Phoenix school that is actually going to outlaw tattoos, distracting tattoos, facial piercings, and quirky hairstyles. I didn't know teachers were coming to school with facial piercings, but I guess they are. And I guess scientists have made an artificial jellyfish. I'll tell you why. Personally, I think if you're going to make an animal, there's tons of other artificial animals you can make. But everybody's all excited that they made this artificial jellyfish. So jelly, doesn't jelly sound yummy? Jelly, no, they put too much sugar. I don't think it's a food that's going to let you live long. No, I mean, if you have to eat the strawberries, it has to be strawberries. It can't be like jelly mixed in the goober. You know, remember goober grape, peanut butter and jelly? That was brilliant. Make a peanut butter and jelly jar that has both peanut butter and jelly. Brilliant. It just, they don't taste good. Peter Pan. I like Peter Pan better. Skippy is good peanut butter. All right, we're digressing too much. Let's come back in a couple minutes. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 24th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1575.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1615.37, $807.69 for a half ounce, or $403.84 for a quarter ounce. That's $1615.37, $807.69, and $403.84.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com. The next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle, who's working the dials. But a big super thanks to you all for listening. I know there's plenty of other choices out there, but the fact that you're choosing the Dr. Dolly Show means you've got it. You just got it. Don't forget, Android users, there's a free Dr. Dahlia app. Go to my website, click on the icon to download it. If not, you could go to your, I don't have an Android, but I guess you guys have an Android store. I have an iPhone. Hopefully, we're going to get the iPhone app soon. But I guess there's an Android store, and then you just for free download it and give it a good rating, too. Okay, so my bosses are happy. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey, Dr. Dahlia, this is Steve, one of your truck drivers.
Woo!
Hey, got a question for you. My girlfriend's half-sister, age 45, ate peanuts all of her life. Last week, all of a sudden, she's eating peanuts while she's in the hospital visiting her mom, not feeling too good, all of a sudden collapses. Oh. And by the time they got in there, she was brain dead. How could somebody that has eaten peanuts all their life all of a sudden become where they can't eat them, and this happens to them? Just a curiosity question.
Oh, my gosh. That's horrible. I'm so sorry. Oh, my gosh. You know, allergies in general, many of them are delayed hypersensitivity. You know, delayed hypersensitivity could mean you eat a peanut and then days later you react, which, by the way, I think we do need to talk about. Many people think if they're allergic to something, they're going to react right then and there as opposed to days from now. We may want to talk about that. But in this particular instance, an anaphylactic reaction where she doesn't breathe and then is brain dead. Let's say acquire an allergy to bee stings. It's never the first one. All right. It could be the second one. It could be the 14th one. It could be the 100th one. So I usually recommend anybody who's ever been stung by a bee once, because you have to be stung by a bee once for your body to make antibodies and to learn the antigen. If you ever get stung by a bee subsequently, even if you've been stung by bees 10, 20 times, I don't care, because the upteenth time could cause you to react. A peanut allergy such as this that throws somebody into anaphylactic shock without ever a patient ever having an issue with peanuts before, that's very scary. It's also very rare. The problem is many people don't always walk around with EpiPens. So that's what I was going to finish my thought with the bee stings. I recommend everybody who is around bees or out there in nature to have an EpiPen. We may have to start just recommending everybody walks around with an EpiPen. The problem is if you can't breathe and you start to react anaphylactically, we call it anaphylactic shock, where you just get consumed by your antibodies and you get throat swelling, you can't breathe, a lot of times you can't talk. How do you tell somebody that you have an EpiPen? Right? You know, it's very difficult to get through security with an EpiPen. I don't even know if they'd let you into a hospital if she's eating peanuts at a hospital when this happens. But maybe we need to start coming up with a system where people around them could know. You know, just assume I have some sort of an allergy. I told you all, I'm going to have a tattoo. I never thought I'd get a tattoo, but I want to have a tattoo on my chest saying, don't stop CPR. I mean, because I don't want people to stop. I mean, I'd love to tattoo all instructions on me, but I don't think it's going to happen. These Life Alert bracelets are brilliant, but again, this is a situation where she never knew she was allergic. Just an absolute freak accident, complete shock. And what's very scary is peanuts are in so many things. You know, a bee, somebody could say, well, avoid the outdoors. If you're going to be outdoors, you know, have an EpiPen this is just eating some peanuts in a hospital setting. That's absolutely frightening. But let's quickly talk about some of the foods that are most allergenic. All right. Milk is a biggie. Gluten. We've talked about gluten, which is the protein that you find in wheat, oats, rye, and barley. Yeast, peanuts, very allergic, sunflower seeds, sesame seeds, you know, things that you snack on. Chili peppers, not so much. Kiwi fruit, kiwi, many of you guys from melon type fruits, especially kiwi, you'll start getting the little burn and, you'll feel like your lips are swelling. I would probably stay away from those fruits. Don't mess with it. Lentils are pretty allergenic. Luckily, nobody likes them. Oats. Hazelnuts. A biggie is corn. You know, some people, they react to corn. Corn's in everything. Almonds, Brazil nuts, garlic. We were just talking about garlic being one of the foods that can help you live a long life. Some people are allergic to garlic. Some are allergic to egg whites. Some are allergic to egg yolk. Soybeans. But what's interesting, and I went to allergy... this website is called Allergy, but it's a pretty good website I usually send my patients to. There's foods that a lot of times have a delay, sometimes for over 24 hours. So I give people this list because let's say you start to have the tingling or you get a rash or you'll have trouble breathing. The first thing you're going to say is, okay, well, what did I have for lunch? I had a meatball sub. You need to sometimes think back what you had the day before. There's a delayed hypersensitivity reaction where it takes a while for the antibodies to kick in. And then sometimes when they do kick in, it's a doozy. So any of those foods I brought up, egg yolk, sunflower seeds, peanuts, oats, corn, almonds, cow's milk, gluten, wheat gluten, yeast, etc., soybeans, you could have a delayed food reaction. Other types of foods that could actually be associated with reactions that a lot of people don't realize is beef. You could react to beef. You could react to pork, spinach, shrimp. Many people are allergic to shrimp. My husband's allergic to shrimp. We can't eat shrimp anyway in our house. So, but it's interesting because sometimes at school, on the school menu, they have little shrimp nuggets. Now you think, oh, that's fancy and that's tasty. But what if your kids who's never eaten shrimp, yeah, mom and dad are allergic, eats that? That's pretty scary stuff. By the way, make sure the school nurse has an EpiPen for your kids. Why not? What was that case where a child didn't have an EpiPen and she goes into a reaction and the nurse would not give one of the other children's EpiPens that she had? And I thought school stock EpiPens are full of epinephrine. They're a needle that you could self-administer. You slam it into the thigh and you give them epinephrine. Epinephrine is a bronchodilator. So it allows you to breathe. Also a vasoconstrictor. So you don't, when people have allergic reactions, a lot of times they have severe vasodilation. You vasoconstrict, you get less leakage and fluid in areas where you don't want. So you want adrenaline or epinephrine in a case like this. I talk to people, I'm going to be taking my wilderness medicine course soon, and one of the things that I hope they reinforce with us is if you're ever hiking in a high altitude and you start to have any difficulty breathing, etc., sometimes a very, very strong cup of coffee or tea, especially tea with the theobromine, will help dilate your bronchioles and help you breathe better. But anyway, other foods that could be associated with allergic reactions besides shrimp, pork, beef, tomato, strawberries, chicken, shrimp, spinach, oranges. Oranges, you know, can, you know, I think any of the citrus family or even the mango the melon family can make you react. But chicken, pork, and beef, you could have an allergy to chicken, pork, and beef. What does that leave you? Oh, probably fish. You know, vegetables. Remember, the other list had lentils, right? Don't forget lentils. I don't know how you could eat lentils. Some people love lentils. I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they do it. So scary stuff. Scary stuff. You know, universal sign for not being able to breathe is, well, it's not the choking sign. The choking sign is where you, put your hands on your neck. That's the choking sign. I sometimes tell people, go ahead and do that. You know, let them know you can't breathe and you have an obstructed airway. Just give them any sign, right? But, you know, a lot of times you'll point to your mouth so people look in the mouth. Try to say, you know, like that, can't breathe. But, you know, if you are around, if you have a loved one or you're in a hospital setting, et cetera, you got to put oxygen on them. I'm surprised this happened in a hospital setting. Oh, my gosh. Get staff, hit any alarm you hear. You know, maybe if there's a person with oxygen that you're visiting and they're doing okay, quickly throw some oxygen on the person. I don't know where the staff was for the lady to go into shock already. You know, you just wonder. You know, I almost lost my first kid in labor. None of the nurses were around. I heard the heart rate dropping on the monitor. There was no monitor in my room. It was broken. So I called the nurses and I go, look, ladies, I'm sorry, but can one of you look at my monitor? Something sounds right. The kid's heartbeat's in the 40s and normal is 140. You know, sometimes you need to wake everybody up. But I mean, you got a good nurse, you're home free. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Daly.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face to face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Let's go back to the phone line to 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey, Dr. Dahlia. This is Matt from Michigan, and I'm 28. I have had asthma most of my life. I think I found out, you know, when I was just a little kid, and the doctors put me on albuterol and I think prednisone and stuff for a large portion of my life, and then eventually down the road when Advair came out, put me on that. Well, later in life, a couple years ago to be exact, I learned that dairy can be an aggravator of allergies and asthma because of the mucus that's produced from dairy.
Right.
And some of the enzymes that some people are more allergic to than others. And I had a doctor tell me that I talked to in passing and said, cut dairy out and see how that does. Cut dairy out and my life completely changed. I no longer had to carry around an inhaler. I virtually never use it. I use it probably a couple times a year, where I used to be using it multiple times a day. I no longer have to take Advair anymore. I was just curious because it's a bittersweet thing for me because the medical field, doctors failed me for 26 years in not taking a simple look at what I was eating and trying an elimination diet to address my symptoms. They just put me on drugs. I was curious to get your take on asthma and just how foods impact a lot of these symptoms, and doctors fail to address or even think about that. I wanted to get your take on that.
Oh, no, you are bringing up a great topic. I don't even know where I start. When I went to medical school, just because people always ask, why aren't doctors teaching this? Nutrition is probably, depending on what program you go to, not as accented as you would think it should be, and probably because you only have 4 years in medical school, and then you go on to your residency, you only have 4 years to learn everything. And personally, I don't think 4 years is enough. You know, and now I know some of my classmates would be like, Dahlia, please, you wanted to get out of medical school as quickly as you could. I did. You know, yes, I was tired of being poor. I was tired of, you know, borrowing money. I wanted to start operating and, you know, delivering babies, etc. But even though you get nutrition, the one thing I wish we got more of is what foods and nutritional things you could do and home type things, remedies you could do per each condition. What can you do for asthma? What could you do for eczema? And I wish we learned more of that. You get a little bit when you learn each disease, but not enough. Okay? And I know it's not just a program I went to. I know other programs. When I was at UCLA, I trained at the Jules Stein Institute for eyes, probably one of the most highly accredited facilities that you could go to for ophthalmic issues. And there was I've told you guys the story. There was a Hispanic woman who couldn't speak any English, so I was the one that was assigned to her because I could speak Spanish. And she had, just incurred new onset blindness in one eye. And the older residents were giggling and going, I don't understand these Mexican women. You know, they're eating their tortillas, they're eating all this, and they won't stop eating. No wonder they go blind. She brought it on herself. Now, unfortunately, you sometimes see that with other students. It's a way for them to cope. If they feel like somebody did it to themselves, they don't get depressed about somebody going blind in front of them, right? It's a defense mechanism. It's a horrible one. Yet I kind of looked at them, and I walked over to her, and she explained to me in Spanish what's going on. And I asked her, what did they tell you to not eat when you were diagnosed with diabetes? And she said in Spanish, no dulces. Right? No sugary stuff, no candy stuff. And I go, no pan, no tortilla, no arroz, you know, no rice, no, you know, and I went through all the other foods, the other carbohydrates. She said, no. They just said no dulces. Now, is it because there was somebody who couldn't speak Spanish to her? Or did the interpreter, was the doctor in a rush? And he just said, you know, I don't know. But you look at something like that where spending some time with diet could have saved a woman's blindness. And I think what happens as a doctor or in medical school is we don't see the forest from the trees. We're so worried about the tree that's in front of us that could kill you that we need to step back and go avoid milk. You know, but when you have a child with asthma, or you have an adult with asthma and you've seen people die from an asthmatic attack, you're going to go full court press with the asthma. And a lot of times when you see the patient, you see them when they're sick. It would be so nice to see the patient when they're not sick and they don't need you, kick back and have a conversation. So, doc, what can I do long term? But if you look at how the visits go, you call the doctor when you're sick. You come into the doctor, you're having asthma issues, you're having an infection. The doctor's going to give you an antibiotic. He's going to give you an inhaler. He's going to tell you to avoid allergens probably pretty quickly, fairly quickly. And he's going to say, all right, follow up so I know you're better, whether you follow up or not. also liability-wise. I mean, they are going to go for the medications, because if they didn't medicate you, you're in trouble. Remember I told you about this one child who died back east because the doctor never gave him a steroid inhaler? He was only on a regular Preventil or albuterol inhaler, and all the doctors in the room were going, oh, what an idiot, what are this? And I'm like, wait a second. You know, how many times do you see your asthmatics, on a regular basis? A lot of times, you know, you see the kid for a sports physical or a school physical in the summer. Mom goes, by the way, in the winter he'll need his inhalers, so can you give them to me now? Because I'm not going to see it till next year. You write mom the inhalers, and you never get a chance to talk about asthma or anything like that. I think medical students should be taught, right, immediately when you give a diagnosis, to already start talking about foods. Now, do some people outgrow their asthma? Absolutely. All right, so there's an argument that the caller could have been, you know, asthmatic and then outgrew it. But, you know, we hear a lot how milk, there's milk, dairy could trigger asthma. And if it means going from steroid, you know, medication to no more steroid medication by having a clue on what foods you should avoid, like what else should you avoid? You should avoid cow's milk, peanuts, eggs, soy, wheat, fish, shrimp, even salads and fresh fruits could trigger asthma. But then if you look at this, you're like, okay, well, wait a second. I got a kid. I can't give the kid salad. I can't give the kid fruit. I can't give the kid bread. I cannot give the kid peanut butter and jelly. I cannot give the kid eggs, cow's milk. You know, sometimes, you know, the parents are like, what the heck do I feed my kid? And it's a shame, because I think a lot of education gets lost when the doctor is treating acutely. Now, luckily, we have the internet these days, all right? Now, I'm not saying go to the internet instead of your doctor by any means. Don't do that. You also have phenomenal radio hosts. But now, if you don't think your doctor is able to spend the time with you that you need, or you're only able to see him acutely, you could look up, you could search foods that cause asthma. And if you don't trust the website, send me an email at drdahlia.com, and I'll find a good, reliable source that'll tell you. You know? And remember, some of these studies can be anecdotal. Like some people with eczema, they're like, okay, well, what food should I avoid with eczema? Should I avoid chocolate? Should I avoid, because how they get some of this data is they'll survey people that have reactions, and they go, well, what did you eat? Well, I had a chocolate bar. Well, then they're going to put chocolate down. You know, my recommendation is, when in doubt, just check it out. And if you're a little concerned over the websites, email me at drdahlia.com. I'll find a good source and look. But, she brought up a really good point. I don't think we as physicians spend enough time talking about foods that could prevent you from having to escalate your asthmatic medications. All right, when we come back, let's talk about cheese and diabetes. 1-877-DrDahlia.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods Quick Fix Easy to Store food. For example, purchase a 1-year supply and get 5 Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Follow us on Facebook. And Android users, don't forget to download the Android app. We say goodbye to Sally Ride. She died at age 61 of pancreatic cancer. She was the first U.S. woman in space, right? Right, Sally Ride? That's right. That's right. She, I believe she was on the Space Shuttle Challenger on June 18th, 1983. The source is saying when she was only 32. Since then, 42 other American women flew into space. Let me see. I think she has written 5 science books for children. She's a physicist. She was a physicist, president of her own company. She had been a professor of physics at the University of California, San Diego. In 1978, she was selected as an astronaut candidate, beating out 5 women to be the first American female in space. And that was in the 70s. Pretty cool, huh? Until then, astronauts had been male military test pilots. Her first flight came 2 decades after the Soviets sent a woman into space. Didn't the Americans have to hitch a ride to the space station on a Soviet, carrier? Didn't they? Because we have no money for our own system. Wasn't that a couple days ago? I remember it was really embarrassing. We're like, why do we have to hitch a ride on the Soviets? Don't ask. Okay, anyway. Let me see here. I'm trying to see if there's anything more. Well, anyway, unfortunately, like I said, Sally Ride has passed away at the age of 61 from pancreatic cancer. All right. We also say goodbye to Eddie Barker, who was the first journalist who reported. Well, he was the journalist who was able to first report when John F. Kennedy died. He was on the phone with the hospital, and when one of the workers who would not give their name say, yeah, he's dead, he was able to then tell the television, KRLD TV, from what I understand, now Fox affiliate KDFW, that John F. Kennedy had died. He actually died today, Eddie Barker, 84 years old, in a Dallas nursing home. All right. Our prayers and thoughts are with the families. Now, this is kind of interesting here. Cheese could reduce the risk of diabetes. Remember something like this came out years ago where they said cheese is not all that bad, yet your other types of like butters and creams don't seem to help? Well, another study came out saying snacking on cheese could lower the chances of developing diabetes by 12%. Now, yogurt maybe helps, but like I said, not butter and creams. Now, even though cheese is high in saturated fats, which are linked to diabetes and heart disease, which we thought, they said maybe certain types of fat in cheese could be good for the body. Type 2 diabetes, we know, is an epidemic, especially as obesity is rising. And we're also finding younger people start to become diabetic. I want to make up a diabetic type 3. You know, diabetic type 1 is when these kids are born, aren't able to produce insulin. They get very skinny and could die because they are starving all the sugars in the bloodstream and the insulin isn't moving it into the cells like a key to a door. We give them insulin and they're on insulin for life. Type 2 diabetics, you start to get diabetes later in life, 40s, 50s. We see it more with obese patients, alcoholics, etc. But I'm starting to see a third type of diabetes. It's still a type 2 diabetic, but it's aggressive and it's happening to people in their 20s. It's almost like the pancreas just poops out. And I know multiple people that have had this, and the sugar just, I mean, acceleratedly goes high. And they end up becoming insulin dependent, even though they're type 2. So I'm seeing that in younger people. All right, now, what's going on with fatty foods? And let me see. They think a dairy-rich diet has a protective effect. This is published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. From one of the largest studies ever, the European Prospective Investigation into Cancer Nutrition is examining how eating habits impact a variety of diseases. Ah, oh, we were just talking about that with the previous caller. Thank you. It's about time. Researchers studied 16,000 participants who developed type 2 diabetes and compared them with 12,000 who didn't. They looked at the dairy intake, the person's intake of dairy. They aren't talking about low-fat versus fat. When the results were averaged out across all types of dairy goods, the researchers could not find any reduction in the risk of diabetes among those consuming the highest amounts. But when they looked at individual foodstuffs, they found that cheese did seem to protect against diabetes, and that cheese lovers were about 12% less likely to fall ill with diabetes. All right, so they think maybe not all saturated fatty acids have an equal effect on cardiovascular disease. They don't know. They're scratching their head on this one like we are. I'd rather scratch your head than their butts. I'd rather they be doing something. All right, so what does this mean? Well, you know, I mean, remember with the Atkins diet. The Atkins diet claimed that diabetics did better, and we all thought, well, you know, probably because of the lack of carbs. But maybe there was more to it. Many people on Atkins, like when my brother did Atkins, he ate steak and cheese. I'm like, really? Steak and cheese? I'm doing the Atkins. And yeah, his cholesterol went down, his sugar went down. So there may be something to that. I love cheese. I can't eat a lot of it because, again, I'm worried about the calories. And, you know, I'm always worried I could later become lactose intolerant. And that's very difficult when you do a three-hour show every day. But I got to tell you, I'd rather snack on cheese and carrots. But we're not allowed to tell you to do that yet. All right, so what happened here? Looks like researchers have come up with an artificial jellyfish. They have bioengineered a artificial jellyfish making it out of rat cardiac cells and silicon polymer. The jellyfish dubbed Medusoid, I guess it looked like Medusa or something, acts like a human heart, like a pump. They say, you know, jellyfish propel themselves with a pumping action, right? And they kind of float around an aquarium. So what they did is they took rat heart muscle cells, a thin silicon film, and then the researchers from the California Institute of Technology engineered the cells in silicon in a pattern that mimicked the structure of real jellyfish. Then they stuck the creature in a tank full of electrically conducting fluid, zapped it with current, and it pulsated like a real jellyfish. Now, they think they're going to be able to use this later as like a pacemaker. Because if they could create the pumping action of the jellyfish, then they could maybe be able to use this for either artificial hearts or pacemakers, etc. They even think maybe what they could do is they could throw these jellyfish into the ocean, have them scout or do whatever jellyfish does without it actually peeing and pooping because it's a jellyfish. Jellyfish urinate, they have to. Well, they have excrement. I know they do. Okay, you're right. Fish has only one opening. I don't know if we call it a cloaca, but fish have one opening. So I'm sure it's all mixed in. But jellyfish, I wouldn't consider a real fish because you can't eat it. And to me, a real fish is like the bony fish, and there's no bone in jellyfish, but there is jelly. So my guess is a real jellyfish excretes jelly. All right, now let's move on. So I don't know what they're going to do. You know, they're making, honestly, you know, if you want to put something in my heart, I want to do a jellyfish because I think the tentacles will get in the way. I would probably prefer them engineering maybe a starfish. Doesn't a starfish, if you cut off one of the hands, it'll regrow? Does a starfish regenerate one of its hands? So that'd be cool. So if your starfish heart loses a piece, it has four others, and it could grow more, all right? Or devise an eight-pointed starfish, like the Magen David, like the Jewish star. This way, if you lose one piece of the star, you got seven more. Seahorses. Seahorse would be good because horses go, nee! So it could alarm you if you're having a problem with your heart. Seahorses don't nee. They don't. Well, they're in the water. How do you know? Can you hear a seahorse? Just because if no one's in the water to hear the seahorse, that doesn't necessarily mean it doesn't neigh. I'd rather have an artificial seahorse in my heart. All right, guys, stay on board for another hour if you can. If not, don't forget to download our app. Follow me on Twitter, but most of all, be safe. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and
and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.